Hello.
Good evening. Hi, good evening. How are you doing today?
I'm good, just about.
I'm calling you because we are conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers were going to be entirely confidential.
Questions about what?
Well, it's just a survey about some opinions and attitudes about who's running for Ohio elections in 2023. Would you like to collaborate with me? Your opinion is very important.
Okay,
let's get started.
How many questions?
It's just a few. Don't worry about it. It's going to take just a couple of minutes. The first question is, are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. What is your race?
African American.
Okay. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have decided on?
I have a associate degree.
What was that?
Associate degree.
Oh, okay.
And I finished high school.
Oh, okay. Are you registered in Ohio? Are you registered in Ohio? To vote in Ohio, or like many people, are you not registered?
I'm registered to vote in Ohio.
Okay. As you may know, in November 2023, there will be a general election for several statewide issues, local offices in Columbus, like mayor and city council, and local leads. How likely are you to vote in the November 2023 general election? Are you most certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or are those chances 50-50? You will probably not vote, or you will definitely.
I'm going to certainly vote. I'm going to certainly vote in November election.
Okay. Thinking about the direction in which the city of Columbus is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which Columbus is headed?
Somewhat. Satisfied.
Okay. Below is a list of issues. Please select three that are most important to you. Feel free to stop me if you choose one. Legalizing marijuana, health care, access to abortion, criminal justice reform, education, transportation, property taxes, city budget and spending, crime and violence,
property
racial
tax. Property tax. And the abortion.
Oh, okay. And racial inequity, jobs, economy, housing, others. You have one more to choose.
What did you say?
City budget or spending, crime violence, racial inequity, jobs, economy, and housing.
I'm not sure.
We also have legalizing marijuana, healthcare, criminal justice reform, education, transportation.
No, not legalizing marijuana.
What?
Healthcare, criminal justice reform, education, transportation.
Criminal justice reform.
Okay. And now we'd like for you to rate how you feel about some people and some groups of people using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel. If you don't know or you've never heard of that people and or groups before, please indicate so. Let's get started. Nancy Day Ockhour. You can rate her from 0 to 10, 10 being very warm and favorable, 5 neither warm or cold, or 0 very cold and unfavorable. How do you feel about Nancy Day Ockhour, or have you never heard of her?
Never heard of her.
How about the Columbus Police? from 0 to 10, how would you rate them?
I give them about a...
What was that?
About a 7. About a 7.
Okay. Farhan Yeti?
What did you say?
How do you feel about Farhan Yeti from 0 to 10?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Melissa Green, have you ever heard of her? How would you feel about from her?
No.
Okay. Chris White?
Who?
Have you ever heard of Chris White? And if you have, how would you rate him from 0 to 10?
You say Chris White.
His name is Chris White.
Chris White. I haven't heard of him.
Okay. How about Nick Baxton?
Never heard of him.
Emmanuel Remy?
Never heard of him.
Andrew Ginther?
Who?
His name is Andrew Ginther. Have you ever heard of him?
Yes.
How would you rate him from 0 to 10?
Probably about a 7.
Okay. How about the Columbus City Council? From 0 to 10, how would you rate them?
City Council, I'd give them a 10. They're good.
So how do you feel about them? From 0, very cold and unfavorable, 5, neither warm or cold, or 10, very warm and favorable towards the City Council of the Columbus City? 10? Okay. Have you ever heard of Adrian Hood?
No.
How about Luis Gil?
No.
How about Zach Plain?
Who?
Zach Plain.
You say Zach?
Yeah, his name is Zach Plain. Have you ever heard of him?
Uh-uh.
Okay, how about Shannon Harden? Have you ever heard of her?
Yes.
How would you rate her from 0 to 10?
About an 8.
Okay.
And how many more questions is this? How many more questions?
We're 50% almost done, so we just have several... Just a little bit of more questions and we're done. Your information, the one that's inviting me.
Yeah, how many more questions can you tell me?
We're 50% done, so around the same amount of questions that I just asked you when we're finished. It's very important for us to know. In 2018, the voters of the Columbus overwhelmingly passed a change to the system, increasing the number of council members from 7 to 9 and require them to live in the 9 distinct areas of the city. As a voter, regardless of where you live or they live, you will have the opportunity to vote for all 9 candidates. Thinking about the Columbus City Council, which of the following comes closest to your view, even if neither is exactly right? First option, I would rather elect new people to City Council so the council can go in a new direction, or I would rather re-elect City Council so they can continue the work that they have been doing.
Just to see the work that they've been doing.
Okay. And if the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrian Hood?
Don't know who they are.
Okay. Do you feel the same way about Nancy Day Akauer and Luis Gil? You don't know who they are, so you don't know who you... if the November election of the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy?
No,
okay.
I don't know who she is. I don't know who the other person is.
I understand. Next, I'm going to read you some statements that people might make about candidates running for City Council. Rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where a 10 means that the statement makes you much more likely to vote for the candidate for City Council. A 5 means that the statement makes you much more or less likely to vote for the candidate, and 0 means the 2 are much less likely to vote for the candidate for City Council in November 2023. About Farhan Yeti, He came to Columbus with his family as a Somalian refugee and made the city his home. He faced countless obstacles with no resources and little ability to speak English as he pursued the American dream. Yet he has spent his career as an entrepreneur, building successfulness, businesses, and serving as the vice president of the Somali American Chamber of Commerce. He is running for the city council to better represent our diversity and rebuild trust between police and the community. From 0 to 10, again, 0, much less likely to vote, 5, no more or less likely to vote, and 10, much more likely to vote. How do you feel about this statement for Farhan Yetty?
I'm not sure.
All right, and for Nick Bankston, he's a Columbus City Council member and graduate of Columbus East High School who has dedicated his life and career to public service in his hometown. As a nonprofit leader, he has worked to reduce homelessness and provide drug, alcohol, and mental health services to our community. Baxton understands the need to address public safety through investment in neighborhoods, which is why he facilitated $100 million in investment in the Linden and Helpton communities. As the endorsed Democrat, he's running for re-election to continue creating a safe and more equitable city for all residents. How do you feel about his statement from 0 to 10?
Who is that?
His name is Nick Baxton.
I don't know. Probably about 7, somewhere around there.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay. Sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nick Baxton or Farhan Yetty?
Don't know them.
And if you had to choose, would you vote for Nick Baxton or Farhan Yetty?
I don't know.
Okay. And then, again, I'm going to read you some statements about candidates running for Columbus City Council. You can rate them from 0 to 10, 0, much less likely to vote, 5, no more or less likely to vote, and 10, much more or less likely to vote for the candidates for the City Council in November 2023. Nancy J. Ockhauer is a community leader. She has spent the past decade advocating for undeserved neighborhoods and addressing human services needs on the west side of Columbus by collaborating with other community stakeholders to launch programs addressing food insecurity, senior services, and addiction prevention and education. Nancy is the endorsed Democrat running to make neighborhoods safer, improve access to housing and health care, and to advocate marginalized communities. How do you feel about her statement from 0 to 10?
10.
Okay. And then we have Luis Gil, is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with the experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus...
I don't know who that person is.
Yeah, but this is his statement. So he is a Columbus resident and Venezuelan immigrant with experience as a small business owner. Since moving to Columbus a decade ago, Luis has been the dedicated member of the community, visiting civic associations and community groups across the city and listening to the personal struggles, frustrations, and suggestions of Columbus residents. As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for city council to give a voice to those Columbans who have been denied representation. From 0 to 10, how would you rate his statement?
Is he a Republican or what? Saying Republican or Democrat?
As the endorsed Republican, Luis is running for the city council to give a voice to those in Columbus who have been denied representation.
I'm not interested in answering that.
So, from 0 to 10, how much would you rate him, or you don't know?
Don't know.
Okay. All right, we're 75% done, so don't worry about it. But sometimes in surveys like this, people change their minds and sometimes they don't. If the November election for the Columbus City Council were held today, would you vote for Nancy J. Ockhauer or Luis Gil?
Nancy, who's Ockhauer?
Okay. And then
is that
again,
what you said?
Yeah,
is that what you said, Nancy?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. And then just a couple more statements, just the last two, and you can rate them again from 0 to 10. 10, much more likely to vote. 5, no more or less likely to vote. And 0, much less likely to vote for this candidate for city council in November 2023. Adrienne Hood is a retired Air Force master surgeon, grandmother, and advocate for the Black community, a Columbus native who has raised in Linden, and Hood has dedicated her life to public services. Since her son was shot and killed by Columbus police in 2016, Hood has advocated for police to end brutality and reduce gun violence. She is now running for city council to create the changes we need in our city and to protect everyone regardless of their zip code. How would you rate her statement from 0 to 10?
Oh, 10.
Okay. And Emmanuel Remy is a Columbus City Council member who serves as the chair of the Public Safety and Environment Committee. Under Remy's direction, the city has installed more sidewalks around schools, cleaned up illegal dumping throughout the city, and created new jobs. During his time on City Council, the council has passed the gun control, invested tons of millions in youth programming, and invested over $1 million in gun violence prevention programming. As the endorsed Democrat, he is running for re-election to continue to focus on making Columbus a safer and cleaner city for all families. How would you rate his statement from 0 to 10?
Oh, 5, 7.
Okay. And in service like this, sometimes people change their mind and sometimes they don't. The November elections for the Columbus City Council were held today. Would you vote for Emmanuel Remy or Adrienne Hood?
I don't know them.
If you had to vote for one of them, or you are undecided?
Undecided. I don't know who those people are.
Okay. Which of the following candidates are you more likely to support or agree with? Candidate B, to make Columbus safer, we should get smarter on crime by investing in services to prevent the root causes of crime, such as affordable housing, jobs, mental health, care and drug addiction counseling. Or candidate A, to make Columbus safer, we should get tougher on crime and invest in more police to lock up people who are committing crimes and enforce stricter penalties to keep them off the streets.
That one right there.
Candidate A?
The one you just read.
Okay. And then I'm going to read you some... Okay, I got it. I'm going to read you some information about the actions the Columbus City Council has taken in the last couple of years. Please rate each action on a scale from 0 to 10. Again, 10 more, much more favorable, 5 neutral, and 0 less like favorable. The Columbus City Council passed gun control legislation that would prohibit the possession of a large capacity magazine by most people and require safe gun storage of firearms. How would you feel about that from 0 to 10?
I feel take care of that.
Okay. And the Columbus City Council passed legislation that reduces penalties for marijuana and paraphernalia possession while funding a record sealing program. Under the legislation, an arrest or conviction for a minor misdemeanor violation does not constitute a criminal record. How would you feel about that?
I don't know. About 10.
Okay. The Columbus City Council approved $500,000 in funding for two organizations in hopes of curbing violence in the short north. How would you feel about that?
Oh, 10.
And last but not least, the Columbus City Council created a pilot program called the Columbus Promise, which provides tuition, assistance, scholarships, and a dedicated advisor to hundreds of Columbus City School students to boost college going and prepare for their growing job market. How would you feel about that?
About a 9.
Okay. All right. As you may know, there will be a constitutional amendment of the ballot in November in Ohio. If it passes, it will establish a constitutional right for all Ohioans to make their own reproductive decisions, including protecting the right to an abortion in the state. If the election were held today, would you vote yes to support the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio, or would you vote no to oppose the amendment to protect the right to an abortion in Ohio, or are you still undecided?
I'm undecided on that one.
If you had to choose, would you vote yes to support the amendment or no to oppose the amendment?
Undecided on that too.
Okay. Okay. Do you support or oppose increasing taxes for the purposes of building a rapid bus transit system, reducing traffic congestion, protecting clean air, and improving community infrastructure, including bike lanes, sidewalks, roads and bridges, and for public transportation infrastructure and equipment, and operating the Central Ohio Transit Authority transportation system? Do you support or oppose to increasing the taxes for that?
I support that.
What was that?
I support that.
Strongly support or somewhat support?
I support it.
Would you say you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
Strongly support it.
Okay.
Okay, how many more questions?
Just about four more. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married.
Okay, perfect. Are you the parent of or guardian of any children under 18 years old?
No.
Okay. And in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
I don't want to say.
Let me see. I don't have that option, so.
I don't want to say.
That's okay. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Not going to comment that either.
What was that? Neither?
I'm not going to comment on that. No.
Okay.
I'm not comment on that.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you consider yourself or describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
I'm very conservative.
Okay. And for whom did you vote in 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote?
What did you say?
In 2020 general election for president, for whom did you vote, or were you not able to vote?
I was able to vote.
You were able to vote?
Yes.
And who did you vote for? We have the option Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else.
No comment.
Okay. Last year, that is 2022, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
It could be from starting at $24,000, around $85,000,
$249,000. Probably about $50,000.
Okay. And that was all. Thank you so much for collaborating with me and for your time. Your opinions are very important.
Okay.
Thank you. Have a good night. All right. Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.